O'Neill riding it out in Florida, live NBC News Radio national correspondent. Rory, good morning.
Hey, Jack, good morning.
How are you doing? We had a lot yesterday, last night, and more this morning. I don't understand because I don't have any visibility yet. More than 2 million Floridians without power, water, devastation, that Fort Myers Beach, Punta Gorda, Naples, up to Venice. This is the biggest storm I think that's ever hit Florida, one of the biggest to ever hit the U.S., even if it's a tropical storm now. But we're not through the woods by any stretch of the imagination. Hundreds of deaths in Lee County alone. Rory, take it away.
Yeah, the governor says the sheriff there may have been exaggerating a little bit, but search and rescue operations really began in earnest just a couple hours ago when the sun came up. And as you said, this storm is still hitting central Florida. I'm in Orlando. The eye just passed south of us here. I have no power. It got knocked out about 4 hours ago. And we've got a lot of street flooding, so it's dangerous, dangerous driving conditions out there. Of course, the focus will be on southwest Florida, that area, as you said, from Naples and Fort Myers, Punta Gorda, where there is so much destruction. We've seen that bridge to Sanibel Island. It got washed out completely, and you know, it's going to take months and years to recover from this. The governor saying, you know, they're not going to fix the electric grid. They're going to have to build a new one.
Yeah, and you know what I don't understand yet, Rory, because we know in Puerto Rico they've had this challenge, but they have an old, run-down grid. They just had another issue with Fiona, of course, 5 years ago. But in Florida, Florida's a mixture of primary, full-time homes, maybe like yourself, and a lot of secondary homes. But we know in the last few months, anywhere, getting someone to your house to fix a window, to install something has been a challenge. I think it's going to be a very arduous, long process for anyone in Florida, any homeowner, to deal with that. And I think you're looking at the better part of months or a year. I may be wrong.
Absolutely, and it is secondary homes. A lot of snowbirds are in that part of the state. It's a much older population in that part of the state as well. The other thing I'm hearing is that restoring or recreating a new electrical grid may be difficult because transformers are in short supply, and we have supply chain issues with some of this hardware that's going to be needed to get that part of the state back online.
Rory O'Neill, be safe. Thank you, Rory. NBC News Radio, national correspondent.